This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, Ron Unfiltered, USA Radio. Hour number three, Newsmax TV. Keep in mind, we're moving to 10 p.m. on Newsmax TV. My TV hour moving to 10 p.m. I'll still be on the radio, 3 to 6. West Coast time, 6 to 9. East Coast time, 5 to 8 Central time. But my TV show will be at 10 p.m. East Coast time, 9 Central. 7 West Coast times. You can listen on your way home from work on the West Coast and still come home and watch me on TV while eating dinner at 7 o'clock. That starts on Tuesday, February 25th. New time on Newsmax TV. The Root is on fire. And the Trumpster is on fire. What a week. Week of a lifetime. Winning, winning, winning. Trump doing nothing but winning. Big day. Alex Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were escorted off the White House grounds Friday afternoon. Fired! You're fired! Get your ass out of the White House. Take a hike, you two losers. Dismissed from the National Security Council jobs. Alexander Vindman was on the National Security Council. His twin brother served as a lawyer on the National Security Council. Both fired. Twin, you're fired. Good news. Have a nice life. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, traitors. And another big court ruling in favor of President Trump. The week doesn't get better than this. What an incredible week. I'll get to that court ruling in a minute. First, my commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers all around this country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate, national syndication of my columns. And this is a big one. This is one of the most important ones I've ever written. Is it time to call Democrats evil? You decide. I've tried in my career as a conservative commentator to rarely use the word evil. Disagreeing over policies and a political agenda doesn't make your opponent evil. As a matter of fact, most reasonable common sense Americans want compromise. What if I reported my opinion now is that Democrats have officially crossed the line into evil? I'm sure some of you might say I'm being harsh. What if I reported Democrats are extreme, radical, Kool-Aid drinking, Stepford wives trying to destroy America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, the U.S. Constitution, and the middle class? Some of you might say, Wayne, you're exaggerating. Nope, I'm not. After you read today's column, I'm thinking you might say, wow, for once, you were actually being subtle, Wayne. You're being too nice in describing what today's Democratic Party has become. It's that bad. I'm going to play the role of Paul Revere. The communists are coming. The communists are coming to destroy our country. To destroy our country. I'm going to expose a new bill in Congress designed and championed by congressional Democrats called H.R. 5383, the Way Forward Act. It's so extreme, radical, hateful, and offensive towards anyone born in America, it's clear its only possible goal is the end of America. I believe it represents pure evil. But I'll report, you decide. I'm not exaggerating. This isn't April Fool's Day. It's not a joke. It's not a script for a new horror flick about zombies destroying America and eating your brains. Everything I'm about to tell you is real. It's happening. The New Way Forward Act says, I'm not kidding, anyone and everyone in the world can come to America. No more laws, no papers, no background check required. It eliminates illegal immigration. There's no such thing as illegal anymore. Everyone, come on in. And it makes it virtually impossible for anyone to ever again be deported for any reason. Being here illegally will never again result in deportation. But that's no big deal. Neither will committing serious crimes. That's the new flip for Democrats. This bill brags about ending the prison to deportation pipeline. Why would you ever deport criminals? We need them as voters, desperately. No criminal under this bill can ever be deported for drug offenses or fraud or felonies or depraved acts of moral turpitude like sexual assault, child abuse, sex crimes against children. Any crime that carries a sentence of less than 5 years will no longer result in deportation. In many cases, this includes manslaughter. But I'm not done yet. Even if you are convicted of a crime with a 5-year or longer sentence, like murder, rape, or kidnapping, this bill gives liberal judges complete discretion to allow anyone to stay in the country forever. The bill even eliminates the statute that bars anyone from emigrating here in the first place if convicted outside of the United States of drug crimes or felonies or any crimes involving moral turpitude. So rapists, child molesters, MS-13, Mexican drug cartel gangsters, come on down. Democrats say, welcome to America. But I've saved the worst for last. That's right, that wasn't even the worst. This bill is retroactive. It allows anyone and everyone ever deported, anyone who's ever been deported, to come back in, as long as they would have been eligible under the provisions of the new law. And worse yet, DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, must pay for all the criminals deported to come back with your tax dollars. The list of dangerous illegal alien criminals deported numbers in the hundreds of thousands over the past decades, and they're all invited back in. And American taxpayers are on the hook for plane tickets for all of them. And of course, once here, they'll all get free health care. Remember, every single Democrat running for president raised their hands in support of free health care for illegals. So all the rapists and all the MS-13 gangbangers and all the Mexican drug cartel gangsters and all the felons and all the manslaughter killers, they're all getting free health care. Millions of them from other countries. Remember when Castro opened his prisons in Cuba and sent all the criminals our way? Now they're all getting free health care, and they can all come in. It's not illegal anymore. Now you know I'm not being harsh or exaggerating. Democrats really are extreme, radical, Kool-Aid-drinking, America-hating Stepford wives. Democrats are intent on destroying America and your way of life. And there is no way to compromise with people who believe in the end of America. From this day forward, every Democrat running for president and every other office in the land must be asked by the media where they stand on the New Way Forward Act. And if they support it, you're looking at pure evil. My commentary coming out in newspapers all around the country, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate on Sunday, it's called, "It is Time to Call Democrats Evil." Oh, excuse me, I'll change that a little bit. Is it time to call Democrats evil? You decide. Is it time? I'm asking you the question. I know what I say. I say it's time to call Democrats evil. These people are evil and despicable. But now that you hear the bill that 44 Democrats have sponsored, you realize there is no exaggeration. Nothing I'm saying is extreme. Nothing is harsh. These people are freaking sick in the head. And they hate this country and they hate you. And they hurt you and torture you and brainwash you in re-education camps. And if you refuse to change, they will kill you. And by the way, that's not exaggerating, because Bernie Sanders people have said it out loud in interviews when they didn't know a camera was on, with Project Veritas, O'Rourke's Project Veritas. They'll kill you. They'll torture you. They'll rip you to shreds. They'll imprison you, and they will try and brainwash you until you believe that everyone in the world deserves to come to America. You know that Statue of Liberty. What it means is we only have 300 million people. Isn't that a sin? We should have 1.5 billion like China. Don't you like the way China's handling coronavirus? Can you imagine the way life is if you live in a country with 1.5 billion? What a disgusting hellhole those people live in a communist regime? They let the coronavirus spread. They made sure the doctor who let everybody know, the Paul Revere doctor, 34 years old, dead. You think that was a mistake? They probably killed him. They probably let him die at the very best. Sick regime. Now everybody's quarantined to their home. If you're sick, they nail the door shut and they leave you there to die or live. Whatever fate has for you. And if you're not sick yet, they quarantine every home and lock you in. And you're allowed out every 5 days. One family member is allowed out to go shopping. And the bodies are piling up by the thousands. They put them in an incinerator. And they cremate them without ever a chance to say goodbye to your loved one's body. That's what happens in a communist country with 1.5 billion people. So by all means, let's let the whole world emigrate to America, including the criminals of every country in the world and the sick of every country in the world, so they could bankrupt our country 1,000 times over. That's the Democrat Party. And now you contrast that. Blowout. U.S. economy created 225,000 jobs in January. Big new job report. Economists expected 160,000. December's figure was revised up from 145 to 147, and January 225,000. Blowout in the Trump economy. And Trump's manufacturing numbers even stronger. We'll get to that when we get back. And Mike Pence, the vice president, confirms that they're listening to Wayne Root. Tax cuts 2.0 coming likely this year. Second round of tax cuts in the works. Election landslide in the books, baby. Can you imagine with the American people knowing how great the economy is? Here there's another tax cut coming. Oh, my gosh. Trump loves you. Trump wants you to make more money. Trump wants you to keep more of the money you make. Trump wants you to start your own business. Trump wants you to prosper. Trump wants your children to do better than you. And the Democrats, they want to let the whole world in, including depraved murderers and rapists. Pretty clear. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. 46. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a couple of interesting emails during the break. One of my listeners, Ace, says, "Hey, Wayne, about 5 minutes ago, that moron Nicole Wallace from MSNBC said," and I quote, "Trump is caging brown kids, not white kids, on the border." Well, Nicole, just how many white kids are trying to legally cross the border, you idiot? Love your show. We'll be watching. You're one of the very few people who tell it like it is. Ace. And Dave said the major difference between Republicans and Democrats is Republicans are Americans first and then Republicans. Democrats are communist first, hate America second, and Democrats third. Anyone who votes for a Democrat is guilty of treason. Thank you, Dave. People just hate the Democrat Party. You guys are just loathed. You just don't understand what's going on. You're making everybody hate you, you extremist nutcases. You hate this country. It's unbelievable. All right, before I get to all the big news stories, I want to mention this show comes to you from the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I fight for cops, not criminals. Proudly. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. KBET, owned by Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in local radio. Thank you, Ed. And USA Radio, owned by Fred Weinberg, gave me my shot in national radio. Thank you, Fred. Show's dedicated to Ed and Fred. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. Donate now, and if you send in $100 or more, you get a commemorative wall brick. It's beautiful. You'll forever remember you're part of the team that built that wall. Call
call 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-TOLL-FREE-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. Simple. Just go to rootwall.com. Take every major credit card there. Send a check. Rootwall.com. Disclaimer required by law, FEC law. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. So I told you how insane the Democrats are in the very first segment. Insane, evil, communists, hate this country, want to bury it, change the population, end America, create a whole new country, sick in the head, greatest nation in world history. Who'd want to end it? Who'd want to create a new country like any other country in the world as good as us? And then I told you, as a contrast, U.S. economy added 225,000 jobs in January, unemployment rate 3.6%. Economists and experts expected the economy to add 160,000 jobs. We added 225,000 and revised December upward as well. The Department of Labor said notable job gains occurred in construction, healthcare, transportation, and warehousing. Construction employment up by 44,000. Average hourly earnings for employees rose by 7 cents. Over the past 12 months, average hourly earnings have increased by 3.1%. Good news. And here's an article about Trump's manufacturing jobs record, even stronger than we thought. The revival of manufacturing jobs during Trump's first term has been even stronger than it previously appeared, according to revised data listed by the Labor Department today. The Labor Department's updated results show that manufacturing was even weaker than previously thought in the final 34 months of Barack Obama's presidency, with the economy adding 259,000 manufacturing jobs rather than the earlier reported 270,000. So the last 30 months, listen carefully, of Obama, the economy added 259,000 manufacturing jobs. In the first 34 months of Trump's presidency, the economy added 479,000 manufacturing jobs, a bit more than the 478,000 reported earlier. So Obama said it's going away, it's never coming back. And there are liberals out there still say Trump's economy is because of Obama. But in 34 months, almost 3 years to end Obama's presidency, he created about half the jobs of Trump. How did that happen? How is that possible if he was so great? And it's Trump, you know, who's just enjoying the Obama economy bump. And what have I been fighting for on this show day and night? Tax cut 2.0. VP Mike Pence confirmed today the Trump administration is working on the second round of tax cuts geared towards middle-class Americans. Is that what I said? Middle-class Americans. He's likely to add new adjustments to the tax brackets. That's good. That's good. I like that a lot. During a November interview at CNBC, Larry Kudlow, the president's chief economic advisor, said a 15% rate for middle class sounded pretty good. I agree. I love that. And then 2 years ago, Republicans slashed individual rates. By the way, they reduced the corporate rate from 35 down to 21. Why can't you reduce the individual rate from 39 down to like 21? That's what I would do. But whatever you do, make sure for the middle class, you put in a massive tax cut. Guaranteed re-election by a landslide.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee or see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a key witness in the House Democrats' partisan impeachment inquiry, was fired from the National Security Council and escorted out of the White House on Friday. President Trump is cheering the latest jobs figure that shows the United States added 225,000 jobs in the month of January. The president, talking in North Carolina, says his administration is working hard to improve an already strong economy.
Together we're building the most inclusive economy and the most inclusive society ever to exist. We're fighting for great jobs, great education, safe homes, and a limitless future.
The National Transportation Safety Board says there was no evidence of engine failure in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Liberty HealthShare is in health insurance. It is better. It is a Christian health sharing ministry. That means you sign up at any time of the year, 365 days a year. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. How good does that sound? But even better is the price. It starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance with Aetna. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000 just in premiums. And then when I had kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 bill. All of it. And then the surgeon, the doctor, and the anesthesiologist, separate from that, I never saw any of their bills. Amazing. Like I said, it's not health insurance, it's better. This is the way healthcare is. I said you should check it out and see, compare. But I'm telling you, I belong, my four kids belong. It's fantastic. I've done it for 4 years. I've seen the highest praises. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You're a fan of Wayne Root, and I'm telling you that they will give you the red carpet VIP treatment. We've got our VIP guest here, Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C. We're going to talk about some of her recent columns at thewashingtontimes.com. Cheryl Chumley, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right, my pleasure. So, I mean, the big news of the day is that the Vindman brothers were walked out of the White House and fired. Have a nice life. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Tell us about it.
Well, right? And the left is doing a lot of crying right now. They're painting it as if Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was fired and escorted from the White House simply from telling the truth. But the thing was, if you go back in time to the testimony that Vindman gave, he was one of the people, of course, who listened in on Trump's telephone call with the Ukraine president and took notes on what was discussed. And he came away from that telephone call with his opinion that President Trump had done something wrong. But that was his opinion. That was just based on his opinion. And other people, also part of that, have said that they didn't see anything wrong with it. So this is what happens when you testify against the president and, you know, do the Democrats' bidding to impeach him. You lose your job.
And I saw that Nancy Pelosi was up in arms over the firing, and so she's going to discuss it with her whole group of Democrats. I'm sure they're going to say it's grounds for impeachment. You know, the president can hire and fire anyone he wants, can he not, Cheryl Chumley?
Yes. And let's remember that, because you just touched on a point that I was just reading not 5 minutes ago. The Democrats are going to play this as if President Trump committed an illegal act by firing someone for political retribution. So watch the media cycles next week. This is how the Democrats are going to play it. I think they have their impeachment part 2, or is it part 22 at this point?
Never ends. They're so embarrassed themselves. It's so ridiculous. Ridiculous, ridiculous. All right, let's talk about some other topics in the news. First of all, the National Prayer Breakfast from yesterday morning reveals a great evil of the left. That's a column that you were writing about. Tell us the evil you're talking about.
I'm talking about the evil of taking the Bible and pretending as if it's biblical principles to impeach the president, and the president is supposed to just stand by and, like a good follower of Jesus, just shut his mouth and let it happen, because that's how love is. That's how the true lesson of biblical love goes forth. This is what the left does. They take the notion of love that Jesus taught in the Bible, and they skew it so you are not allowed to, if you're a loving person, you're not allowed to confront deception and lies. And that was generally the theme. And then Trump stood up and he said, you know, I don't really agree with that. And you can kind of you can kind of see how he put that pretty bluntly. So thank God for President Trump not just rolling over and playing dead in the face of this left lie.
All right, and Democrats at the State of the Union blew an opportunity to unite and heal. I don't think this is a tough one for me to figure out. There was no healing there at all, Cheryl. There was ripping up of Trump's speech by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. A very bad move. She completely embarrassed herself, made herself look like an idiot and a fool, and I believe killed their chances of keeping the House. I believe we will win the House now for the first time. I was not very confident before that, but I think now people see how bad these people really are.
Yeah, that's the moment, Wayne, isn't it? And did you see the few second snippet of video clip showing how she kind of tore a little piece in the paper first?
Yes.
It was almost like she did a practice rip. And I was thinking to myself, how incompetent can you be that you don't have confidence in being able to rip a piece of paper? But this is how the Democrats are. And, you know, it's not like the Democrats were to come out of this impeachment thing, the big losers, and just, you know, go quietly into that good night. But had they been a better party, had they been filled with better people, they would look at this as an opportunity to pick up and, you know what, come together as a nation for the good of the nation, because after all, isn't that who they serve, the people of the nation? But they blew that chance.
They did. I think Nancy Pelosi and all the women in the white just look like such idiots. You know, if you want to sit there and, you know, have a grim look on your face, that's okay. If you want to sit there and sit on your hands and not clap when the president talks about killing terrorists and killing the worst people in the world who took out American soldiers with roadside bombs, if you don't want to clap when he gives the nation's highest civilian award to Rush Limbaugh, you know, a man who's obviously very sick, could be in the last stages of his life, and we're giving him one last send-off, and you can't clap for that. If you can't clap when a black woman and her daughter, are shocked to hear they've got a scholarship to the school of her dreams, and you can't clap when a soldier comes home and greets his wife and kids and surprises them and they're crying, and I was crying, every guy I know was crying, and you think that's a bad thing, and you won't clap for it, and when the president says 7 million people are off food stamps, and you won't clap for that, I mean, there's something mentally wrong with these people. Anybody could see that.
There is. And, you know, just to add to that list, you can't cry for, a man who lost his brother to an illegal immigrant. You know, honestly, if you can't cry over that, if you can't clap for all those things, that lengthy list that you just made, there is. You have a mental problem. There's illness in the people of this party. And the good news is that the American people have to see this. I mean, this is Trump's open doors to easy re-election this November. I'm sure of it. And you're right. The Democrats are going to lose the House.
I think they are. Now, again, I've always said, you know, with an asterisk, I know Donald Trump. I see what he does every day. I talk about him 3 hours a day. And, because of all that, I know him like the back of my hand, and I really do believe he's going to win by an electoral landslide. I don't know the 435 people running for Congress on the Republican side. Matter of fact, the primaries aren't over, so we don't even know who they'll be. But, you know, I don't know 435 candidates. So maybe we're running some crappy candidates. But all things being equal, I think we now will win back enough seats to win the House based on how petulant the Democrats look and the great jobs report out today by Trump and all the good news again and again in the last few days. I mean, Trump's on the streak of a lifetime. He's the Joe DiMaggio of politics, and the Democrats are kind of the reverse Joe DiMaggio. Everything they touch turns to crap. It's just really, if I was a Democrat, I would just hide under the sheets and never come out. Because it's the losing streak they're on is unbelievable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was laughing a minute ago when you said the primary's not even over, because I was thinking, well, geez, the Iowa caucus isn't even over. I mean, the party can't even get that right. So they're definitely on a downward slope here. And it started way, way back when they refused to acknowledge Donald Trump as the winner of the election in 2016, 2018. And it's just, they're repeating themselves. They're not learning lessons, and they continue to look at the rest of Americans who support Trump and who support this country as the basket of deplorables that Hillary Clinton first labeled us.
did you happen to see, I wrote a commentary overnight. I know Tucker Carlson was talking about it the other night as well, and I wrote a commentary that comes out on Sunday about a specific bill in front of Congress. I don't know if you heard about it or saw it. Let me get the number. I think it's H.R. 5383. That's it. H.R. 5383, the Way Forward Act. Did you hear about this?
It's
incredible. They want to destroy our country. They want to let the entire world in, even all the people who've committed crimes. And anybody who has been kicked out, they now say, come on back in and we'll pay for it. You all get to fly in free and the American taxpayer pays for it. All the people who've ever been deported for crimes, they're letting back in again. This is what would happen if Trump was not elected. Oh, my God.
You know, the reason I heard about it is probably because you had the good foresight to write about it and it made national news. But, yeah, this thing is despicable. I mean, it's laughable, but then again, it's so sobering because the Democrats really believe in this crap. This is where they want to take our nation. And it's far beyond socialism. It's just a communist takeover. It's a tyranny where every individual right you could conceive of is blotted out.
All right, Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times, opinion editor, author of The Devil of D.C. We appreciate you coming on. You can find her at WashingtonTimes.com, and you can find her book at Amazon, The Devil in D.C. Cheryl, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
It's all going good. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while it's good. Cheryl Chumley. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. When we get back, I haven't talked yet today about the coronavirus. It's going so bad in China. I wouldn't be surprised if their entire economy collapsed, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But my God, their whole country is frozen, frozen in time. All the people are quarantined. They just quarantined an entire new city of millions of people right next to Hong Kong. And all the people are running to Hong Kong, all the sick, infected people, because they know you're dead if you stay in China. Their only chance of life is getting to Hong Kong. But when they get to Hong Kong, they'll infect all of Hong Kong. Bad news in that end of the world. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Sponsor of this segment of the show, My Doctor Suggests. And with all this coronavirus talk, which is a flu, right? And which is a virus. It's really something to think about, right? I'm not a doctor, and I'm not telling you it stops coronavirus. God, they're using HIV medicine on coronavirus, and the dead bodies are piling up. But silver may be the best defense against colds and flu, so it isn't a bad idea to act in advance with some healthy stuff in your body. All their products are made of alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. What's the flu? A virus. And they've done great things for me. All I can tell you is I never get sick. And I'm always out and about in this town, as you might expect, in Vegas. And everybody around me is sick. People are sneezing in my face. I went to a fundraiser last night for a judge. And the judge was sick. And so everybody up, you know, they're all talking to me. And they're coughing in my face. And they're blowing their nose. And they're sneezing. And the stuff's in the air. And I don't get sick. I'm a machine. And I credit a lot of it to their silver. Their alkaline structured silver of My Doctor Suggests. And my voice is now workhorse. Haven't missed a minute on the air in 4 years. And I've been taking it for 4 years, sucking on their silver lozenges. No colds, no flu in 4 years. Brain fog is gone for a year now since I've been using their silver solution. Unbelievable. Leaky gut syndrome gone. I used to be fatigued after I ate and just fall asleep. Now I never do that. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off all their products. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. Only way you can get them, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. mydoctorsuggests.com/root. And use the promo code ROOT and get your 20% off every order. 866-660-9868. So, you know, it's all over for Joe Biden, I predict. You know, will he maybe do well in one other primary like South Carolina? Sure, maybe. But he's so dead. He's dead as a doornail. My God, if you're the front runner of the Democrat Party nationally by a mile, which supposedly they kept claiming he was, could you get destroyed in Iowa? Are you kidding me? Destroyed? And here's an article about New Hampshire. Jill Biden speaks to 10 people in a New Hampshire living room as Joe disappears in the campaign trail. Jill Biden disappeared from New Hampshire on Thursday, so wife Jill held down the fort. She spoke to 10 people in a living room as Joe huddled with his close advisors at his home in Delaware following a crushing loss in Iowa. Off the campaign trail today, and she's speaking to 10 people. Can you imagine? He came in fourth in Iowa. And the other people who want to be ashamed of themselves and embarrassed, Bloomberg and Tom Steyer, who came in with like 30 votes and 40 votes versus Sanders 42,000 and Mayor Pete's 40,000. Which just goes to show you, in a place like Iowa, it's you know, it's about retail, not commercial, right? It's going door to door. It's making phone calls, having phone banks. It's having rallies. It's not about taking TV ads. That's all these rich guys know how to do, is take TV ads. And they're thoroughly unlikable people with no personality, both Bloomberg and Steyer. So together, they got like 75 votes versus 82,000 from Mayor Pete and Bernie. I've never heard anything so embarrassing in my life. I also mentioned earlier in the show that Trump's been on an unbelievable run. And today was another great jobs report, another great manufacturing report. I told you that the numbers were revised upward, manufacturing numbers almost twice as much as Obama. And it's just interesting to note that the Democrats' frontrunner is certainly Bernie Sanders at the moment. And Bernie Sanders admits his multi-trillion dollar climate change plan will result in, quote, some job loss. He admitted during a CNN town hall on Thursday that his climate change proposal will result in some job loss. From an economic point of view, we could create, yes, we could create, there'll be some job loss. This is what he said. I acknowledge that. He just couldn't make up the lie in front of everybody. At least he's honest. I give you that much, Bernie. You're a disgusting socialist loser who would destroy this company, a country in 5 minutes and send us down the drain and ruin our lives and jobs and careers and destroy our assets. You're just a kamikaze idiot, kamikaze terrorist towards the economy. But at least you're honest, you know? He's trying to make up lies. He's thinking from that economic point of view. We could create, yeah, we could create. Well, there'll be some job loss. I acknowledge that. Oh, my God. The socialist senator attempted to tamp down concerns by outlining his vision to create a heck of a lot more jobs as the U.S. retrofits our older buildings and moves to wind, solar, geothermal, and other sustainable energies. These liberals are broken down idiots with broken down ideas. Nothing has ever worked in any country in the world besides fossil fuel. Every country that's tried something other than coal and natural gas and nuclear has gotten their head handed to them and gone into depression. Them and their wind, solar, geothermal, they're a broken record. And then he says the U.S., he claimed the U.S. could create jobs by working with other countries, Russia, China, India, Brazil, and Pakistan, and assisting them with the technology they need to make the energy transformation that we need to save the planet. Can you imagine? Trump just creates jobs and jobs and jobs, and they're good jobs, not crappy jobs, and you're going to put your life in the hands of this kamikaze terrorist, crazy man named Bernie Sanders, who thinks the way to create jobs is to do business with Brazil and China, India, and Pakistan and Russia? I don't think doing business with China is going to help much anymore with coronavirus, because the commies mishandled it, and everybody's sick and dying, and there are no jobs. Everyone's trapped in their homes with a padlock on the front door, and they're threatened with the death penalty if they leave.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Root.